Dav Chof Hei Amid Aleph. Asehu Nemashma Shavu Sabot, because it implies you should be resting on it. Ve'ein Aseh the Be'ish Disrofu of the fact that Aseh the specifying that pasuk that you should burn it in fire, the Kachim Tameim, Dechi Yom Tov does not push up Yom Tov Tehu Lo Saseh Ve'aseh, because it has both a Lo Saseh and an Aseh in it. Ve'avagad Alokas Neri B'Yom Tov is Malacha Hamuteresi, the lighting a candle on Yom Tov, even though the lighting a candle on Yom Tov is something which is a permitted Malacha, Hoyol Ve'avaris Shar Kachim She'ein Nen Mehem Nesarim, since burning all other kachim which are not, you do not get hung off from is something which is usher. Gamzu lo yotzim in the kal. This also does not leave the general rule of prohibiting kachim from being burnt. Ha v'chol shaper dami les nuyumina to get hung off from the burning truma tumea. Mitzvah listroif es a truma shenidris the dami le kodesh. It is comparable to kodesh. But oh, and furthermore, a second reason, mishum takala, so you should not come to chas v'shalom eat it. Lo bi'arti mimenu b'maiser sheni, except this is written by Maiser Sheni in the Torah. But tami bein shani tami bein shehu tami, whether I am tami or whether the maiser is tami. Kodesh lo mamantino mehachomer from this chomer shekain yeshvo chomer pankachas roi gam luzo, and it's right also for this. Now Rashi explains what this abbreviation is. Chayvin lo mishum pigel. There's a chi of pigel on kachim shachet al manas, which is shachet al manas lechol chutz l'zmanoi. If you shechted the carbon on with the intent of eating it in the improper time, but ochol afilu b'zmanoi, even then, even if you eat it in the proper time, it's still a pigel. Mishum leiser, which is chutz l'zmanoi, which is in the wrong time, mamish, but it's a real wrong time. Below shechishim mitchila, not that you thought that way in the mitzvah. In other words, the difference between pigel is where you thought to do it in the wrong time, and then even in the right time, it's still pigel. Noiser is you shechted it and offered the carbon properly, just you left it over till the improper time. The kari carbon, and it's also called the carbon. V'yeshvu meila, there is meila. V'afagash she kodesh haniter. Lachilas kainim, that it's kodesh which is permitted to kainim, that's the gersa change. Ein behem me'ilah, there is no me'ilah. Mekol mokum still, teres me'ilah shaychave, there is the halachos of me'ilah connected to it. Why? Im kachin kachim hein, if it's kachin kachim yeshvet me'ilah lefnei zrika. Lekol hanenim hein, then there's me'ilah before the zrika sent down the throwing of the blood on the mizbech, to anyone who gets sent up from him. Im kachin kalim hein, if it's kachin kalim yeshvet me'ilah be'imorehim, in the sacrificial parts there's me'ilah, lachas zrika's dam, even after the zrika's dam. Lafubi chuma, this excludes chuma, the lesbo klala does never me'ilah in it. V'karis la'oichla betuma, tumas hagufta, if somebody who's tummy and eats it gets karis, v'chuma b'misa de shemayim. And chuma is only with the misa de shemayim, which means yom of the ksarim, that a person dies young. Aval ein hol charibi, but the kari is not only does the person die young, but he also will die childless. Oster lo einin kabel chaymer meiser, it's a kabel chaymer meiser. Aval chuma muteris lo einin, but chuma is permitted to an einin be yivamis be perik oral. We learned that out in yivamis in the perik of oral. Zoras zor beis baamim, zoras amarti lecho velo aninus. I said zoras is also in eating chuma, but not in aninus. Onin calls man shalom nikfar meisel. Rashi explains what an onin is, and that is somebody so long as his close relative has not yet been buried. Machbaz is misa v'de shemayim lezor ha'oichol. Ha'oichol, this is misa v'de shemayim, someone who eats a zor who is not a kohen who eats chuma, or kohen tummy, or a kohen who is tummy and eats chuma. Ki yochol kodesh b'shkago v'yosav chamish yoso. A love a person who eats the chuma b'shogi, he has to pay an extra fifth. Avol kodesh m'shal sheyesh heter l'kainem ki chuma. V'yotzami dey me'ila shuv ein chomish b'shkago so v'achila. But kodesh, from the moment that it becomes mutter to kainem to eat like chuma, then it no longer has an iser me'ila. V'chiyem me'ila l'kol v'achos. Shuv ein iser me'ila. Shuv ein chomish b'shkago so v'achila. So there is no longer a extra fifth payment in eating it b'shogi. V'yesh the mukmin l'b'chumshe the chumshe, the fifth of the fifth, of l'on the hero. And it doesn't seem that way, Rashi says. That should be correct. The rabbina l'chumish, the chumish, the chumish behektish, the perikazov, because this fifth of the fifth, we will learn it over in perikazov of Metzia, and we will see it then. Chofei amid beis, ve'in lo pidyon, lo hitzio l'chulin. There's no way of being paid to redeeming it, to take it out and becoming chulin. Aval kodesh yesh kodesh in nifta. There is kodesh which could be redeemed. Kagon shehumum lefnei shechita vehagadi mum, a blemish before the shechting. But surah lazarim laolam always aval kodesh. But kodesh yesh kodesh shemutu lazarim. There is karbonos which are mutu lazarim achazrika after the zrika zadam. Kagon ma'aser behema like ma'aser behema v'toydin atoydin and shlomim. And the carbon shalom. Hanachafishim b'shem. There's many more names mentioned by kodesh than there is by chuma. Karis adifa. It's better or more stronger, the isva treichomer, there's two more stringent things, and not only yom nechras, and only his days get cut off, but hilich ariri, he also goes childless. He dies childless. Rish is the gun chatitin, loy veloyin the oyre. Mekan, from here, she'en truma min atame alatar, we do not take off truma on tame stuff in order to be yoitze the stuff which is tahar. The chsib says titin, they'll give to him davar haroidlos le'echos, something which the kohen can eat, velosos le'ara le'hasik, and not to give him something which he would just use as firewood or fire fuel. Umin isachum ute, and that which we need a pasik to mayat this, v'chal implies the bas orohi le'hasaka, that there is a concept of truma being used for fuel, and that would be when the truma is tummy. Who cares if the guy leaves the house? It's the honor of Shabbos. There's no such concept of an important meal without light. We call it candlelight dinner. Any moment has to be enough light, like it's daylight. It's more than candlelight dinner. The parak master the Yuma. And we learn this out in the last parak of Yuma. Similarly, Rashi is saying that the night on washing your hands on Lel Shabbos itself, it's possible he really means Erev Shabbos. B'sadinim hametziyot yutzin, sadinim shel pishtan, they were flax, linen sheets, u'mehen tzitzis shel tchelas, and they had on them tzitzis which had tchelas on them, klayim, which is klayim, because tchelas must be wool. El shemutr menater, it's mutr menater, darshin smuchin, because we make a drasha smuchin, the pasuk tells us, lo silbash shatneis, do not wear shatneis, or gedilim pasal achol, but don't put on tzitzis. They had sheets of linen which they did not put tzitzis on. Even though tzitzis is an obligation to all of the talises that a person has over a talis, really just means four common garments, not actually the davening talis that we have. Even if it's put in the closet, in the box, these which are made of linen are potter mishum de klayim l'sharei rachmana. The lo darshi smuchim, because the klayim of wool and linen, the Torah does not permit, because Beishami is not making the drasha of smuchim that we suggested before. Beisilo mechayimin, the darshi smuchim, because they do make the drasha of smuchim. They knew Sarbi, Tamidov, his student, Shehoyu Oysterin, they held it was usher to put tzitzis on the sheets. Sober, they thought, need the halacha of Beisilo, even though the halacha is like Beisilo, but chayim midir aiso, and your chayim midir aiso, the rabbanon gozer, but the rabbanon made a gezer on it, mishum ksus laila, because of maybe it's just a nighttime garment, shemi halo ksus mishum yuchad alaylois, perhaps you will have a garment that is designated only for night wearing, but yatabo tzitzis, and put on tzitzis, and nimsa lovish klaim, shalobo mokam mitzah, and then he's going to end up wearing klaim, because once again, the tchelas is wool, and the sheet over here is linen, which is flax. And it's not the makom mitzvah, because the night clothing is not chayav in tzitzis. That's it for isum osov, because it says you should see it in yon tzi at night. In Yibamas we ask v'chi bezin masdin laker darim in the Torah, can bezin make a condition, make an enactment, to uproot something from the Torah, lift her as a chayav to make you exempt from doing something which is chayav, you're chayav to do. Mashani, and the answer is shev el tasa shani, the concept that we hear throughout Shas, that when it's shev el tasa, that indeed it's different, and Chazal are allowed to make a Gezeira that will forbid us from doing something which, through by passivity, we will end up not being kind of the mitzvah. Halakas ner b'shabbos shaloha yelo b'malah hadlik. He didn't have what to light. B'malkum she'ain ner, when there's no candle, ain shalom, there's no peace. Shaholich argus is v'nichshal b'holich b'afela, but the Bach changes the gears of shaholich v'nichshal, that you go, he will walk and stumble v'oichel b'afela and eat in the dark, as we saw earlier, that people are not happy when they're eating in the dark. Ezel asher nafgamina l'mitrach l'haduriyah v'osa. Is Rashi saying, why do we care who's that type of usher? It means the person should try and fulfill this. Nachas ruach b'oishul shesamach b'chalko. He is happy with the portion he has, in ma'at, in rav, whether it's a small amount or a lot. Sha'ivnim behen, besodlis, in the fields, ba'avoida hatzricha lehem, the work that he needs done there. Shemi is stopping memenu, betanyim, betosefta, we have the tosefta, which teaches us, hanizin shemen lener, is chayim mishumavr, that if you put oil into the candle on Shabbos, you're chayim because for lighting a fire, because you're adding fuel to the fire, it's the same as lighting it. I'm a stopping, and if you take from the fuel out of the candle, then your chayim mishum bechapin, your chayim because you extinguish the flame. Maseches Beitza, the Gemara, the Yom Tov, we learn this out in Maseches Beitza.